the second book of Kings. This book relates the transactions from the death of Saul until the end of David's reign, being a history for the space of about 46 years. 2 Kings chapter 1. David mourneth for the death of Saul and Jonathan. He ordered the man to be slain who pretended he had killed Saul. 1:1. Now it came to pass, after Saul was dead, that David returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and abode 2 days in Ziklag. 1:2. And on the third day, there appeared a man who came out of Saul's camp, with his garments rent, and dust strewed on his head. And when he came to David, he fell upon his face, and adored. 1:3. And David said to him, From whence comest thou? And he said to him, I am fled out of the camp of Israel. 1:4. And David said unto him, What is the matter that is come to pass? Tell me. He said, The people are fled from the battle, and many of the people are fallen and dead. Moreover Saul and Jonathan his son are slain. 1:5. And David said to the young man that told him, How knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan his son are dead? 1:6. And the young man that told him, said, I came by chance upon Mount Gilboa, and Saul leaned upon his spear, and the chariots and horsemen drew nigh unto him. 1:7. And looking behind him, and seeing me, he called me, and I answered, Here am I. 1:8. And he said to me, Who art thou? And I said to him, I am an Amalekite. 1:9. And he said to me, Stand over me, and kill me. For anguish is come upon me, and as yet my whole life is in me. 1:10. So standing over him, I killed him. For I knew that he could not live after the fall. And I took the diadem that was on his head, and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought them hither to thee, my lord. I killed him. This story of the young Amalekite was not true, as may easily be proved by comparing it with the last chapter of the foregoing book. 1:11. Then David took hold of his garments and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. 1:12. And they mourned, and wept, and fasted until evening for Saul, and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. 1:13. And David said to the young man that told him, Whence art thou? He answered, I am the son of a stranger of Amalek. 1:14. David said to him, Why didst thou not fear to put out thy hand to kill the Lord's anointed? 1:15. And David calling one of his servants, said, Go near and fall upon him. And he struck him so that he died. 1:16. And David said to him, Thy blood be upon thy own head. For thy own mouth hath spoken against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed. 1:17. And David made this kind of lamentation over Saul, and over Jonathan his son. 1:18. Also he commanded that they should teach the children of Judah the use of the bow, as it is written in the book of the just. And he said, Consider, O Israel, for them that are dead, wounded on thy high places. 1:19. The illustrious of Israel are slain upon thy mountains. How are the valiant fallen? 1:20. Tell it not in Geth, publish it not in the streets of Ascalon. Lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice, lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. 1:21. Ye mountains of Gilboa, let neither dew nor rain come upon you, neither be they fields of first fruits. For there was cast away the shield of the valiant, the shield of Saul as though he had not been anointed with oil. 1:22. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the valiant, the arrow of Jonathan never turned back, and the sword of Saul did not return empty. 1:23. Saul and Jonathan, lovely and comely in their life, even in death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, stronger than lions. 1:24. Ye daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you with scarlet and delights, who gave ornaments of gold for your attire. 1:25. How are the valiant fallen in battle? Jonathan slain in the high places. 1:26. I grieve for thee, my brother Jonathan, exceeding beautiful and amiable to me above the love of women. As the mother loveth her only son, so did I love thee. 1:27. How are the valiant fallen, and the weapons of war perished? 2 Kings chapter 2. David is received and anointed king of Judah. Isboset the son of Saul reigneth over the rest of Israel. A battle between Abner and Joab. 2:1. And after these things David consulted the Lord, saying, Shall I go up into one of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said to him, Go up. And David said, Whither shall I go up? And he answered him, Into Hebron. 2:2. So David went up, and his two wives Achanom the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal of Carmel. 2:3. And the men also that were with him, David brought up every man with his household, and they abode in the towns of Hebron. 2:4. And the men of Judah came, and anointed David there, to be king over the house of Judah. And it was told David that the men of Jabesgilead had buried Saul. 2:5. David therefore sent messengers to the men of Jabesgilead, and said to them, Blessed be you to the Lord, who have shown this mercy to your master Saul, and have buried him. 2:6. And now the Lord surely will render you mercy and truth, and I also will requite you for this good turn, because you have done this thing. 2:7. Let your hands be strengthened, and be ye men of valor. For although your master Saul be dead, yet the house of Judah hath anointed me to be their king. 2:8. But Abner the son of Ner, general of Saul's army, took Isboseth the son of Saul, and led him about through the camp. 2:9. And made him king over Gilead, and over Jesseri, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. 2:10. Isboseth the son of Saul was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and he reigned 2 years. And only the house of Judah followed David. He reigned 2 years, viz., before he began visibly to decline. But in all he reigned 7 years and 6 months. For so long David reigned in Hebron. 2:11. And the number of the days that David abode, reigning in Hebron over the house of Judah, was 7 years and 6 months. 2:12. And Abner the son of Ner, and the servants of Isboseth the son of Saul, went out from the camp to Gibeon. 2:13. And Joab the son of Sarvia, and the servants of David went out, and met them by the pool of Gibeon. And when they were come together, they sat down over against one another, the one on the one side of the pool, and the other on the other side. 2:14. And Abner said to Joab, Let the young men rise, and play before us. And Joab answered, Let them rise. 2:15. Then there arose and went over 12 in number of Benjamin, of the part of Isboseth the son of Saul, and 12 of the servants of David. 2:16. And every one catching his fellow by the head, thrust his sword into the side of his adversary, and they fell down together. And the name of the place was called, The Field of the Valiant, in Gibeon. 2:17. And there was a very fierce battle that day. And Abner was put to flight, with the men of Israel, by the servants of David. 2:18. And there were the three sons of Sarvia there, Joab, and Abishai, and Aziel. Now Aziel was a most swift runner, like one of the roes that abide in the woods. 2:19. And Aziel pursued after Abner, and turned not to the right hand nor to the left from following Abner. 2:20. And Abner looked behind him, and said, Art thou Aziel? And he answered, I am. 2:21. And Abner said to him, Go to the right hand or to the left, and lay hold on one of the young men and take thee his spoils. But Aziel would not leave off following him close. 2:22. And again Abner said to Aziel, Go off, and do not follow me, lest I be obliged to stab thee to the ground, and I shall not be able to hold up my face to Joab thy brother. 2:23. But he refused to hearken to him, and would not turn aside. Wherefore Abner struck him with his spear with a backstroke in the groin, and thrust him through, and he died upon the spot. And all that came to the place where Aziel fell down and died stood still. 2:24. Now while Joab and Abishai pursued after Abner, the sun went down. And they came as far as the hill of the aqueduct, that lieth over against the valley by the way of the wilderness in Gibeon. 2:25. And the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together to Abner. And being joined in one body, they stood on the top of a hill. 2:26. And Abner cried out to Joab, and said, Shall thy sword rage unto utter destruction? Knowest thou not that it is dangerous to drive people to despair? How long dost thou defer to bid the people cease from pursuing after their brethren? 2:27. And Joab said, As the Lord liveth, if thou hadst spoke sooner, even in the morning the people should have retired from pursuing after their brethren. 2:28. Then Joab sounded the trumpet, and all the army stood still, and did not pursue after Israel any farther, nor fight any more. 2:29. And Abner and his men walked all that night through the plains. And they passed the Jordan, and having gone through all Beth Horon, came to the camp. 2:30. And Joab returning, after he had left Abner, assembled all the people. And there were wanting of David's servants 19 men, beside Aziel. 2:31. But the servants of David had killed of Benjamin, and of the men that were with Abner, 360, who all died. 2:32. And they took Uzziel, and buried him in the sepulchre of his father in Bethlehem in Joab, and the men that were with him, marched all the night, and they came to Hebron at break of day. 2 Kings chapter 3. David groweth daily stronger. Abner cometh over to him. He is treacherously slain by Joab. 3:1. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. David prospering and growing always stronger and stronger, but the house of Saul decaying daily. There was a long war between the house of Saul, etc. Rather a strife for emulation than a war with arms. It lasted 5 years and a half. 3:2. And sons were born to David in Hebron. And his firstborn was Ammon of Wickenom the Jezreelitess. 3:3. And his second Chaliab of Abigail the wife of Nabal of Carmel. And the third Absalom the son of Maacah the daughter of Thermai king of Jeshur. 3:4. And the fourth Adonias, the son of Haggith. And the fifth Saphathiah the son of Abital. 3:5. And the sixth Jethram of Eglah the wife of David. These were born to David in Hebron. 3:6. Now while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, Abner the son of Ner ruled the house of Saul. 3:7. And Saul had a concubine named Rizpah, the daughter of and Isboseth said to Abner. 3:8. Why didst thou go into my father's concubine? And he was exceedingly angry for the words of Isboseth, and said, Am I a dog's head against Judah this day, who have shewn mercy to the house of Saul thy father, and to his brethren and friends, and have not delivered thee into the hands of David, and hast thou sought this day against me to charge me with a matter concerning a woman? 3:9. So do God to Abner, and more also, unless as the Lord hath sworn to David, so I do to him. 3:10. That the kingdom be translated from the house of Saul, and the throne of David be set up over Israel, and over Judah from Dan to Beersheba. 3:11. And he could not answer him a word, because he feared him. 3:12. Abner therefore sent messengers to David for himself, saying, Whose is the land? And that they should say, Make a league with me, and my hand shall be with thee, and I will bring all Israel to thee. 3:13. And he said, Very well, I will make a league with thee. But one thing I require of thee, saying, Thou shalt not see my face before thou bring Michal the daughter of Saul, and so thou shalt come, and see me. 3:14. And David sent messengers to Isboseth the son of Saul, saying, Restore my wife Michal, whom I espoused to me for 100 foreskins of the Philistines. 3:15. And Isboseth sent, and took her from her husband Phaldiel, the son of Lai. 3:16. And her husband followed her, weeping as far as Bahurim. And Abner said to him, Go and return. And he returned. 3:17. Abner also spoke to the ancients of Israel, saying, Both yesterday and the day before you sought for David that he might reign over you. 3:18. Now then do it. Because the Lord hath spoken to David, saying, By the hand of my servant David I will save my people Israel from the hands of the Philistines, and of all their enemies. 3:19. And Abner spoke also to Benjamin. And he went to speak to David in Hebron all that seemed good to Israel, and to all Benjamin. 3:20. And he came to David in Hebron with 20 men. And David made a feast for Abner, and his men that came with him. 3:21. And Abner said to David, I will rise, that I may gather all Israel unto thee my lord the king, and may enter into a league with thee, and that thou mayest reign over all as thy soul desireth. Now when David had brought Abner on his way, and he was gone in peace. 3:22. Immediately, David's servants and Joab came, after having slain the robbers, with an exceeding great booty. And Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had now sent him away, and he was gone in peace. 3:23. And Joab and all the army that was with him, came afterwards. And it was told Joab, that Abner the son of Ner came to the king, and he hath sent him away, and he is gone in peace. 3:24. And Joab went into the king, and said, What hast thou done? Behold, Abner came to thee. Why didst thou send him away, and he is gone and departed? 3:25. Knowest thou not Abner the son of Ner, that to this end he came to thee, that he might deceive thee, and to know thy going out, and thy coming in, and to know all thou dost? 3:26. Then Joab going out from David, sent messengers after Abner, and brought him back from the cistern of Sirah, David knowing nothing of it. 3:27. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside to the middle of the gate, to speak to him treacherously. And he stabbed him there in the groin, and he died, in revenge of the blood of Uzziah his brother. 3:28. And when David heard of it, after the thing was now done, he said, I and my kingdom are innocent before the Lord forever of the blood of Abner the son of Ner. 3:29. And may it come upon the head of Joab, and upon all his father's house. And let there not fail from the house of Joab one that hath an issue of seed, or that is a leper, or that holdeth the distaff, or that falleth by the sword, or that wanteth bread. 3:30. So Joab and Abishai his brother slew Abner, because he had killed their brother Azelikaban in the battle. 3:31. And David said to Joab, and to all the people that were with him, Rend your garments, and gird yourselves with sackcloths, and mourn before the funeral of Abner. And King David himself followed the bier. 3:32. And when they had buried Abner in Hebron, King David lifted up his voice, and wept at the grave of Abner. And all the people also wept. 3:33. And the king mourning and lamenting over Abner, said, Not as cowards are wont to die, hath Abner died. 3:34. Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet laden with fetters. But as men fall before the children of iniquity, so didst thou fall. And all the people repeating it wept over him. 3:35. And when all the people came to take meat with David, while it was yet broad day, David swore, saying, So do God to me, and more also, if I taste bread or anything else before sunset. 3:36. And all the people heard, and they were pleased, and all that the king did seemed good in the sight of all the people. 3:37. And all the people, and all Israel understood that day that it was not the king's doing, that Abner the son of Ner was slain. 3:38. The king also said to his servants, Do you not know that a prince and a great man is slain this day in Israel? 3:39. But I as yet am tender, though anointed king. And these men the sons of Sarvia are too hard for me. The Lord reward him that doth evil according to his wickedness. 2 Kings chapter 4. Isboseth is murdered by two of his servants. David punisheth the murderers. 4:1. And Isboseth the son of Saul heard that Abner was slain in Hebron. And his hands were weakened, and all Israel was troubled. 4:2. Now the son of Saul had two men captains of his bands, the name of the one was Bana, and the name of the other Rechab, the sons of Reuben and Berothite of the children of Benjamin. For Beroth also was reckoned in Benjamin. 4:3. And the Berothites fled into Gethaim, and were sojourners there until that time. 4:4. And Jonathan the son of Saul had a son that was lame of his feet. For he was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan from Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And as she made haste to flee, he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. 4:5. And the sons of Reuben the Berothite, Rechab and Bana coming, went into the house of Isboseth in the heat of the day. And he was sleeping upon his bed at noon. And the doorkeeper of the house, who was cleansing wheat, was fallen asleep. 4:6. And they entered into the house secretly taking ears of corn, and Rechab and Bana his brother stabbed him in the groin, and fled away. 4:7. For when they came into the house, he was sleeping upon his bed in a parlor, and they struck him and killed him, and taking away his head they went off by the way of the wilderness, walking all night. 4:8. And they brought the head of Isboseth to David to Hebron. And they said to the king, Behold the head of Isboseth the son of Saul thy enemy who sought thy life. And the Lord hath revenged my lord the king this day of Saul, and of his seed. 4:9. But David answered Rechab, and Bana his brother, the sons of Reuben the Berothite, and said to them, As the Lord liveth, who hath delivered my soul out of all distress. 4:10. The man that told me, and said, Saul is dead, who though he brought good tidings, I apprehended, and slew him in Sisleg, who should have been rewarded for his news. 4:11. How much more now when wicked men have slain an innocent man in his own house, upon his bed, shall I not require his blood at your hand, and take you away from the earth? 4:12. And David commanded his servants and they slew them, and cutting off their hands and feet, hanged them up over the pool in Hebron. But the head of Isboseth they took and buried in the sepulchre of Abner in Hebron. 2 Kings chapter 5. David is anointed king of all Israel. He taketh Jerusalem, and dwelleth there. He defeated the Philistines. 5:1. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David in Hebron, saying, Behold we are thy bone and thy flesh. 5:2. Moreover yesterday also and the day before, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that did lead out and bring in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be prince over Israel. 5:3. The ancients also of Israel came to the king of Hebron, and King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David to be king over Israel. 5:4. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. 5:5. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. 5:6. And the king and all the men that were with him went to Jerusalem to the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, and they said to David, Thou shalt not come in hither unless thou take away the blind and the lame that say, David shall not come in hither. 5:7. But David took the castle of Sun, the same as the city of David. 5:8. For David had offered the day reward to whosoever should strike the Jebusites and get up to the gutters of the tops of the houses, and take away the blind and the lame that hated the soul of David. Therefore it is said in the proverb, The blind and the lame shall not come into the temple. 5:9. And David dwelt in the castle, and called it, the city of David, and built round about from Melo and inwards. 5:10. And he went on prospering and growing up, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. 5:11. And Hiram the king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons for walls, and they built a house for David. 5:12. And David knew that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom over his people Israel. 5:13. And David took more concubines and wives of Jerusalem, after he was come from Hebron. And there were born to David other sons also and daughters. David took more concubines and wives of Jerusalem, not harlots, but wives of an inferior condition. For such, in Scripture, are styled concubines. 5:14. And these are the names of them that were born to him in Jerusalem, Samuel, and Zabab, and Nathan, and Solomon. 5:15. And Jerbahar, and Elijah, and Nepheg. 5:16. And Japhia, and Elizama, and Eliodah, and Eliphaleth. 5:17. And the Philistines heard that they had anointed David to be king over Israel. And they all came to seek David. And when David heard of it, he went down to a stronghold. 5:18. And the Philistines coming spread themselves in the valley of Raphim. 5:19. And David consulted the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? And wilt thou deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, Go up, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into thy hand. 5:20. And David came to Baal Pharisim, and defeated them there. And he said, The Lord hath divided my enemies before me, as waters are divided. Therefore the name of the place was called Baal Pharisim. 5:21. And they left there their idols, which David and his men took away. 5:22. And the Philistines came up again and spread themselves into the valley of Raphim. 5:23. And David consulted the Lord, Shall I go up against the Philistines, and wilt thou deliver them into my hands? He answered, Go not up against them, but fetch a compass behind them, and thou shalt come upon them over against the pear trees. 5:24. And when thou shalt hear the sound of one going in the tops of the pear trees, then shalt thou join battle. For then will the Lord go out before thy face to strike the army of the Philistines. 5:25. And David did as the Lord had commanded him, and he smote the Philistines from Gaba until thou come to Gezer. 2 Kings chapter 6. David fetcheth the ark from Kiriath-Jearim. Uzzah is struck dead for touching it. It is deposited in the house of Obed-Edom, and from thence carried to David's house. 6:1. And David again gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. 6:2. And David arose and went, with all the people that were with him of the men of Judah, to fetch the ark of God, upon which the name of the Lord of hosts is invoked, who sitteth over it upon the cherubims. 6:3. And they laid the ark of God upon a new cart, and took it out of the house of Abinadab, who was in Gaba, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. Gaba, the hill of Kiriath-Jearim, where the ark had been in the house of Abinadab, from the time of its being restored back by the Philistines. 6:4. And when they had taken it out of the house of Abinadab, who was in Gaba, Ahio having care of the ark of God went before the ark. 6:5. But David and all Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of wood, on harps and lutes and timbrels and cornets and cymbals. 6:6. And when they came to the floor of Nashan, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God, and took hold of it, because the oxen kicked and made it lean aside. 6:7. And the indignation of the Lord was enkindled against Hosea, and he struck him for his rashness. And he died there before the ark of God. 6:8. And David was grieved because the Lord had struck Hosea, and the name of that place was called the striking of Hosea, to this day. 6:9. And David was afraid of the Lord that day, saying, How shall the ark of the Lord come to me? 6:10. And he would not have the ark of the Lord brought into himself into the city of David, but he caused it to be carried into the house of Obed-Edom the Gathite. 6:11. And the ark of the Lord abode in the house of Obed-Edom the Gathite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom, and all his household. 6:12. And it was told King David, that the Lord had blessed Obed-Edom, and all that he had, because of the ark of God. So David went, and brought away the ark of God out of the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with joy. And there were with David 7 choirs, and calves for victims. Choirs, or companies of musicians. 6:13. And when they that carried the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a ram. 6:14. And David danced with all his might before the Lord. And David was girded with a linen ephod. 6:15. And David and all the house of Israel brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord with joyful shouting, and with sound of trumpet. 6:16. And when the ark of the Lord was come into the city of David, Michal the daughter of Saul, looking out through a window, saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. 6:17. And they brought the ark of the Lord, and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle, which David had pitched for it. And David offered holocausts, and peace offerings before the Lord. 6:18. And when he had made an end of offering holocausts and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. 6:19. And he distributed to all the multitude of Israel, both men and women, to every one, a cake of bread, and a piece of roasted beef, and fine flour fried with oil. And all the people departed every one to his own house. 6:20. And David returned to bless his own house. And Michal the daughter of Saul coming out to meet David, said, How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself before the handmaids of his servants, and was naked, as if one of the buffoons should be naked. 6:21. And David said to Michal, Before the Lord, who chose me rather than thy father, and than all his house, and commanded me to be ruler over the people of the Lord in Israel. 6:22. I will both play and make myself meaner than I have done, and I will be little in my own eyes, and with the handmaids of whom thou speakest, I shall appear more glorious. 6:23. Therefore Michal the daughter of Saul had no child to the day of her death. 2 Kings chapter 7. David's purpose to build a temple is rewarded with the promise of great blessings in his seed, his prayer and thanksgiving. 7:1. And it came to pass when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest on every side from all his enemies. 7:2. He said to Nathan the prophet, Dost thou see that I dwell in a house of cedar, and the ark of God is lodged within skins? 7:3. And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in thy heart, because the Lord is with thee. 7:4. But it came to pass at night, that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, 7:5. Go, and say to my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shalt thou build me a house to dwell in? 7:6. Whereas I have not dwelt in a house from the day that I brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt even to this day, but have walked in a tabernacle, and in a tent. 7:7. In all the places that I have gone through with all the children of Israel, did ever I speak a word to any one of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? 7:8. And now thus shalt thou speak to my servant David. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee out of the pastures from following the sheep to be ruler over my people Israel. 7:9. And I have been with thee wheresoever thou hast walked, and have slain all thy enemies from before thy face. And I have made thee a great man, like unto the name of the great ones that are on the earth. 7:10. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, and they shall dwell therein, and shall be disturbed no more. Neither shall the children of iniquity afflict them any more as they did before. 7:11. From the day that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will give thee rest from all thy enemies, and the Lord foretelleth to thee, that the Lord will make thee a house. 7:12. And when thy days shall be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of the bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. I will establish his kingdom. This prophecy partly relateth to Solomon, but much more to Christ, who is called the Son of David in Scripture, and who is the builder of the true temple, which is the church, his everlasting kingdom, which shall never fail. 7:13. He shall build a house to my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. 7:14. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And if he commit any iniquity, I will correct him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. 7:15. But my mercy I will not take away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before my face. 7:16. And thy house shall be faithful, and thy kingdom forever before thy face, and thy throne shall be firm forever. 7:17. According to all these words and according to all this vision so did Nathan speak to David. 7:18. And David went in, and sat before the Lord, and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house, that thou hast brought me thus far? 7:19. For yet this hath seemed little in thy sight, O Lord God, unless thou didst also speak of the house of thy servant for a long time to come. For this is the law of Adam, O Lord God. 7:20. And what can David say more unto thee? For thou knowest thy servant, O Lord God. 7:21. For thy word's sake, and according to thy own heart thou hast done all these great things, so that thou wouldst make it known to thy servant. 7:22. Therefore thou art magnified, O Lord God, because there is none like to thee, neither is there any God besides thee, in all the things that we have heard with our ears. 7:23. And what nation is there upon earth, as thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for them great and terrible things, upon the earth, before the face of thy people, whom thou redeemedst to thyself out of Egypt, from the nations and their gods? 7:24. For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be an everlasting people, and thou, O Lord God, art become their God. 7:25. And now, O Lord God, raise up forever the word that thou hast spoken, concerning thy servant and concerning his house, and do as thou hast spoken. 7:26. That thy name may be magnified forever, and it may be said, The Lord of hosts is God over Israel, and the house of thy servant David shall be established before the Lord. 7:27. Because thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, hast revealed to the ear of thy servant, saying, I will build thee a house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer to thee. 7:28. And now, O Lord God, thou art God, and thy words shall be true. For thou hast spoken to thy servant these good things. 7:29. And now begin, and bless the house of thy servant, that it may endure forever before thee. Because thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. 2 Kings chapter 8. David's victories, and his chief officers. 8:1. And it came to pass after this that David defeated the Philistines, and brought them down. And David took the bridle of tribute out of the hand of the Philistines. 8:2. And he defeated Moab, and measured them with a line, casting them down to the earth. And he measured with two lines, one to put to death, and one to save alive. And Moab was made to serve David under tribute. 8:3. David defeated also Adarsar the son of Rahab king of Soba, when he went to extend his dominion over the river Euphrates. 8:4. And David took from him 1,700 horsemen, and 20,000 footmen, and halved all the chariots' horses, and only reserved of them 400 chariots. 8:5. And the Syrians of Damascus came to succor Adarsar the king of Soba, and David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men. 8:6. And David put garrisons in Syria of Damascus, and Syria served David under tribute, and the Lord preserved David in all his enterprises, whithersoever he went. 8:7. And David took the arms of gold, which the servants of Adarsar wore, and brought them to Jerusalem. 8:8. And out of Bet, and out of Beroth, cities of Adarsar, King David took an exceeding great quantity of brass. 8:9. And thou the king of Amath heard that David had defeated all the forces of Adarsar. 8:10. And thou sent Joram his son to King David, to salute him, and to congratulate with him, and to return him thanks, because he had fought against Adarsar, and had defeated him. For thou was an enemy to Adarsar, and in his hand were vessels of gold, and vessels of silver, and vessels of brass. 8:11. and King David dedicated them to the Lord, together with the silver and gold that he had dedicated of all the nations, which he had subdued. 8:12. Of Syria, and of Moab, and of the children Ammon, and of the Philistines, and of Amalek, and of the spoils of Adarzer the son of Rehob king of Sobah. 8:13. David also made himself a name, when he returned after taking Syria in the valley of the salt pits, killing 18,000. 8:14. And he put guards in Edom, and placed there a garrison. And all Edom was made to serve David. And the Lord preserved David in all enterprises he went about. 8:15. And David reigned over all Israel. And David did judgment and justice to all his people. 8:16. And Joab the son Sarvia was over the army. And Josaphat the son of Ahilud was recorder, or chancellor. 8:17. And Zadok the son of Akitab, and Achimelech the son of Abiathar were the priests. And Sarias was the scribe, or secretary. 8:18. And Benaiah the son of Joiada was over the Sarathian Felthi. And the sons of David were the princes, the Sarathian Felthi, the king's guards Dodabed, princes, literally priests, Cohen, so called, by a title of honor, and not from exercising the priestly functions. 2 Kings chapter 9. David's kindness to Mephibosheth for the sake of his father Jonathan. 9:1. And David said, Is there anyone, think you, left of the house of Saul, that I may shew kindness to him for Jonathan's sake? 9:2. Now there was of the house of Saul, a servant named Ziba. And when the king had called him to him, he said to him, Art thou Ziba? And he answered, I am Ziba thy servant. 9:3. And the king said, Is there anyone left of the house of Saul, that I may shew the mercy of God unto him? And Ziba said to the king, There is a son of Jonathan left, who is lame of his feet. 9:4. Where is he? Said he. And Ziba said to the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir the son of Amiel in Lodabar. 9:5. Then King David sent, and brought him out of the house of Machir the son of Amiel of Lodabar. 9:6. And when Mephibosheth the son of Jonathan the son of Saul was come to David, he fell on his face and worshipped. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Behold thy servant. 9:7. And David said to him, Fear not, for I will surely shew thee mercy for Jonathan thy father's sake, and I will restore the lands of Saul the father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table always. 9:8. He bowed down to him, and said, Who am I thy servant, that thou shouldst look upon such a dead dog as I am? 9:9. Then the king called Ziba the servant of Saul, and said to him, All that belonged to Saul, and all his house, I have given to thy master's son. 9:10. Thou therefore and the sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in food for thy master's son, that he may be maintained. And Mephibosheth the son of thy master shall always eat bread at my table. And Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. 9:11. And Ziba said to the king, As thou my lord the hast commanded thy servant, so will thy servant do. And Mephibosheth shall eat at my table, as one of the sons of the king. 9:12. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all that kindred of the house of Ziba served Mephibosheth. 9:13. But Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, because he ate always of the king's table, and he was lame of both feet. 2 Kings chapter 10. The Ammonites shamefully abused the ambassadors of David. They hired the Syrians to be their assistants, but are overthrown with their allies. 10:1. And it came to pass after this, that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanan his son reigned in his stead. 10:2. And David said, I will shew kindness to Hanan the son of Dodas, as his father shewed kindness to me. So David sent his servants to comfort him for the death of his father. But when the servants of David were come into the land of the children of Ammon, 10:3, the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanan their lord, Thinkest thou that for the honor of thy father, David hath sent comforters to thee, and hath not David rather sent his servants to thee to search, and spy into the city, and overthrow it? 10:4, wherefore Hanan took the servants of David, and shaved off the one half of their beards, and cut away half of their garments even to the buttocks, and sent them away. 10:5. When this was told David, he sent to meet them. For the men were sadly put to confusion, and David commanded them, saying, Stay at Jericho, till your beards be grown, and then return. 10:6. And the children of Ammon seeing that they had done an injury to David, sent and hired the Syrians of Rehob, and the Syrians of Soba, 20,000 footmen, and of the king of Makar 1,000 men, and of Istab 12,000 men. 10:7. And when David heard this, he sent Joab and the whole army of warriors. 10:8. And the children of Ammon came out, and set their men in array at the entering in of the gate. But the Syrians of Soba, and of Rohab, and of Istab, and of Makar were by themselves in the field. 10:9. Then Joab, seeing that the battle was prepared against him, both before and behind, chose of all the choice men of Israel, and put them in array against the Syrians. 10:10. And the rest of the people he delivered to Abishai his brother, who set them in array against the children of Ammon. 10:11. And Joab said, If the Syrians are too strong for me, then thou shalt help me, but if the children of Ammon are too strong for thee, then I will help thee. 10:12. Be of good courage, and let us fight for our people, and for the city of our God, and the Lord will do what is good in his sight. 10:13. And Joab and the people that were with him, began to fight against the Syrians, and they immediately fled before him. 10:14. And the children of Ammon, seeing that the Syrians were fled, they fled also before Abishai, and entered into the city. And Joab returned from the children of Ammon, and came to Jerusalem. 10:15. Then the Syrians, seeing that they had fallen before Israel, gathered themselves together. 10:16. And Adarzer sent and fetched the Syrians, that were beyond the river, and brought over their army. And Sabak, the captain of the host of Adarzer, was their general. 10:17. And when this was told David, he gathered all Israel together, and passed over the Jordan, and came to Helam. And the Syrians set themselves in array against David, and fought against him. 10:18. And the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew of the Syrians the men of 700 chariots, and 40,000 horsemen, and smote Sabak the captain of the army, who presently died. 10:19. And all the kings that were auxiliaries of Adarzer, seeing themselves overcome by Israel, were afraid and fled away, 850,000 men before Israel. And they made peace with Israel, and served them, and all the Syrians were afraid to help the children of Ammon any more.